Hi, welcome to the TNT Boys Podcast, episode one, which is called Are We There Yet? My name is Kale, and to my co-host is Sam. Sam, go ahead, say something.
Yeah, my name is Sam. I'm a personal trainer here in the city of Norfolk, Nebraska. A little bit about myself. I born and raised here. I compete in powerlifting. I just competed in Worlds this past November. Got second place, broke a few records, something I'm really passionate about. Love helping people, really big into working out. And purpose of this podcast, kind of the meaning behind the name, is TNT. Obviously, I just said I'm a trainer. Kale, if you want to kind of talk a little bit about yourself.
My name is Kale. Like I said, I'm a trucker here in Norfolk, Nebraska. I just drive locally. I deliver a lot of electrical stuff. I'm a young guy here. This is my first time ever doing this, so bear with me while the stuff. So, yep. So in today's episode, we're going to talk about what we're going to talk about on most of our podcasts and our purpose of it and all that good fun and jazz. Sam, if you want to start with the first topic and.
Yeah. So our niche is going to kind of be getting into sports. We're going to talk a lot about the NFL today and talking about some current events going on and with the free agency and the draft coming up and kind of delve deeper after that. But just starting with the NFL and some current events, starting with free agency. Some really big free agency signings going on, a lot of big names going to different places. Russell Wilson kind of is the first one that comes to mind getting signed by the Pittsburgh Steelers. And then
that was
obviously
a big one, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So Mac Jones getting traded to the Jacksonville Jaguars just 2 years after his rookie year. You know, I thought he was actually pretty good his rookie year. He almost won rookie of the year. I think he got second that year after, wasn't it Jamar Chase?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, and he was supposed to be like the next Tom Brady after that 1 year they had with Cam Newton. And
to be honest, I wish they would have kept Cam Newton because I thought he was all right for the Patriots. But now he's just another podcaster that just talks shit, really, to be honest.
Yeah, you know, he started out, he was pretty good with the Patriots that first year, and then I think he didn't he get COVID or something. And then after that, after he had COVID, he just wasn't the same.
I think so. Yes.
Yeah. But now Mac Jones. I mean, going to the Jaguars is going to be backing up Trevor Lawrence, who is the first quarterback taken in that draft.
I think it will help him out career wise.
Yeah.
I mean, he probably might be a journey backup man, but he might get another shot eventually down the line.
Just crazy with the Patriots, like all the changes that have happened since Tom Brady left. Bill Belichick, you know, now he's leaving and that whole dynasty, they're basically doing a full rebuild this offseason.
Yeah, I'm sure it's going to be a little different, but I thought it was weird they hired Jared Mayo, but I understand why. I think that's who they wanted him to take his spot. I even think Belichick even said that because I think it was in their contract.
Yeah, he was a really good player for them for a long time. And
very good.
They mentioned how he was like such a great leader. And I think, you know, they brought him on. It wasn't originally, I think, as a linebackers coach.
Yeah,
and, you know, he eventually, you know, just had that leadership and he knows the game so well that they just decided he was the perfect successor for Bill Belichick.
Yeah. Another topic I want to bring up because I'm a fan of this team is the Detroit Lions. I'm surprised they haven't found Cam Sutton yet. He's still missing, if I'm not mistaken, as right now.
Who is that now?
Cam Sutton, our corner.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
I didn't think
he was supposed to be a free agent this year?
No. He just had a domestic abuse deal come up, and so they released him, and they just can't find him.
Wow, that's crazy. Yeah, that's my favorite team is the Green Bay Packers. little history about me and Kale is we went to our first NFL game a couple of years ago, and it was Packers Lions, Aaron Rodgers' last game of his career with the Packers. And of course the Lions won. Aaron Rodgers' last throw was an interception, but I'm really kind of positive about the direction my team is going. After, you know, a great year, first year Jordan Love had going to the playoffs and, having a great stat line, winning a playoff game against Dallas in their home stadium. I'm a little sad about Aaron Jones leaving, but I'm really excited about Josh Jacobs. That dude is a beast. He is a workhorse.
If I'm not mistaken, didn't Aaron want to leave anyway after they signed? What's his name?
Well, no, they didn't. I don't think Aaron wanted to leave, but they tried to make him take a discount again. And, okay. You know, he's obviously was the heart and soul of that offense. And, you know, if he wasn't going to get paid what he was worth, he wanted to leave. And after we brought in Josh Jacobs, you know, he led the league in rushing just a couple of years ago. He led the league in rushing just a couple of years ago. And, you know, he's just a workhorse. Like, he might not be the receiver that Aaron Jones is, or maybe quite as versatile, but he's just as fast. He's way more powerful. He's way bigger, more durable. And I think he's just going to fit the mold maybe a little bit better. Nothing against Aaron Jones. But I think re-signing A.J. Dillon along with Josh Jacobs, we got two big backs, two powerhouses. I'm going to like our running game. We got the speed out at wide receiver, so I'm excited in the direction our offense is going this next year.
Yeah, I am too about the Lions. Let's just talk about the NFC North in general. I mean, holy cow, the Bears and the Vikings made some moves.
They've made some crazy moves. The Bears obviously trading Justin Fields as well to the Steelers, so now they have Russell Wilson and Justin Fields.
It will help them out for sure.
Yeah, and then with the Bears also signing Keenan Allen, DeAndre Swift, they still have DJ Moore. Their offense, and Cole Kmet at tight end. They got some weapons on offense. I'm not sure how their offensive line is because that's kind of been their weakness, but you can pretty much write down that Caleb Williams is going to go there with the first overall pick at this point. I know there's a lot of controversy surrounding him and his attitude and things like that, but can't deny he's a good quarterback. And
Do you think he's going to hold out like how Eli did?
Eli didn't hold out. He just – he
I guess I could say, do you think he's going to pull Eli
right traded or something? Refused to play for the team he was drafted to. I don't think so. Keenan Allen showed up to his pro day and was really impressed, and he's basically the new Bears wide receiver one. So yeah. I think – and the thing is I was watching Shannon Sharpe's podcast maybe?
I can't remember what it's called. But
him and Chad Ochocinco. one of them said – you know, if you're that guy that's like transcendent, you should be able to go anywhere and perform well, just like Mahomes has done in Kansas City, Joe Burrow in Cincinnati, Josh Allen in Buffalo, Lamar in Baltimore. Like, those are like the top guys in the game right now. And, you know, if Caleb Williams is that guy, he should be able to go to Chicago and ball out. And their offense could be scary good this year. Who knows? And then you mentioned the Vikings.
Losing Kirk Cousins and picking up a bridge quarterback, pretty much.
Sam Darnold, yeah. Which, with the weapons Minnesota has, like, Sam Darnold could go off this year if he's the starter.
He could, but I also could see him drafting a quarterback. I mean, I'm
yeah, oh, totally, totally. Yeah, they could definitely still draft one, but have Sam Darnold just be, like you said, the bridge quarterback. They got a good receiving core. They just got Aaron Jones. Yeah. You know, my dad's a Vikings fan, so, you know, I just send a mean text to him when I found that out, and he just... You know, he just keeps giving me crap about that, but
I hate Viking fans. No offense to your dad. I love your dad. He's great. But Viking fans, there's some people I know. They think the world is, you know, it just revolves around them. They think they're the best and everything. But I mean, I could be like that with the Lions.
Being a Packers fan, I think, you know, out of all the divisional rivals, I would say Vikings fans are probably the
worst.
Yeah, I would say they're definitely the most annoying ones. And then Bears, and then Lions. So, you're in the clear.
I mean, I really don't brag or anything about my team because I know how unsuccessful my team has been, and I know you guys give me a lot of crap for that. So,
I think the NFC North could be really competitive this year, though. With you know, you guys were one game short of the Super Bowl. We had a good year. You know, Chicago's on the up and come. Minnesota, like, losing Kirk Cousins is big, but they still have pieces there that, you know, there's still a chance they could be successful. And on that note, Kirk Cousins going to Atlanta. What do you think about that, Kale?
I've been told a lot of people been telling me they don't like it. Like, I like it personally. It's good for him, but I still am concerned about the injury that he had last year.
Right.
But do I think he deserved that big of a contract? Hell yeah, I do.
I think that if they really wanted, to move forward and look to the future, I think they should have went and got Justin Fields.
I think so, too.
Because, you know, you think about this, you know, the Atlanta Falcons, who is their longest tenured quarterback of all time? was Matt Ryan.
Yeah, Matt Ryan. Yeah.
2008 through 2021. Kirk Cousins is basically the same style quarterback as Matt Ryan.
Yeah.
Except he's older now. So I don't know. If they wanted a quarterback who was actually like transcendently talented and it can run around and make things happen, I would have went after Justin Fields or even maybe Russell Wilson.
Speaking of old quarterbacks, what do you think about Joe Flacco coming back for another year for the Colts?
Yeah, I did see that.
I was kind of thinking this the other day. I'm like, man, the Colts must be the retirement home or something.
Well, yeah, because how many years in a row now have like veteran Phillip quarterbacks? Rivers, yeah, you had Phillip Rivers. Ever since Andrew Luck retired out of nowhere, they've had Phillip Rivers. The curse of the quarterback
for them, really.
They had Carson Wentz, who's basically his career's over. I mean, who's going to play? Who's going to sign him at this point to be a starter?
Yeah, he's just the backup. I wish he would have had more. But
then they had Matt Ryan, and then they had Gardner Minshew last year. But Anthony Richardson, if he can stay healthy, that guy's he's a talented quarterback.
Yeah,
and then. It's really crazy. Like it's really been a lot of quarterbacks and running backs that have moved around. Cause you talk about the Browns, you talk about Flacco. I think of the Browns, Jameis Winston signed there to be the backup for Deshaun Watson.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that. Yeah. Holy shit.
There's a meme going around the internet where the day he signed with him is when he went in to sign his contract, he's taking a snap from the center wearing a, he's wearing like a business coat or something.
The all-time favorite meme with him. It's like, we eating them W's.
Yeah. I don't know what was all about that, but Jameis Winston, he's a good dude. I think he's, you know, I think he could still have a shot to be a starter in the league. You think if Deshaun Watson doesn't really prove himself this year, I think Jameis Winston could maybe take over if the situation comes to that.
Yeah, I can see it. I really think that Jim Harbaugh is trying to get rid of Herbert. I kind of believe it. I kind of don't believe it.
I mean,
I think Herbert could obviously, you know, if a team is one quarterback away, why not go try to pick him up for like a few draft picks or somebody? I could see them trying to get McCarthy out of Michigan, but that's just
interesting.
I'm just, you know, shooting a long shot there, but I mean.
It's kind of a long shot because, I mean, Justin Herbert, I consider him out of, like, the top young quarterbacks in the AFC. I'd say Herbert, he's right up there with Mahomes. Well, Mahomes is in a league of his own, but, like, yeah, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson. Like, I'd throw Herbert in with those guys.
Yeah.
But it does kind of seem like they're trying to drive him out of town because, like, they got rid of his running back, got rid of his number one wide receiver. Mm-hmm. I think his starting tight end is gone too. His number two wide receiver is gone. So he's got to throw the ball to Quentin Johnston now, who's known
for
dropping passes.
Yeah, he's not great. He's all right.
Yeah. Well, what's his name? Joshua Palmer, I think, is another wide receiver that plays for them. But they need to go out and get like a stud, like wide receiver one.
Did you see that the Seahawks have Geno Smith as QB1.
Yeah, I knew that. I knew that was still, dude. They signed Sam Howell, I think, to be his backup, or they might do a competition or something.
I think so at first, but I still think Geno's going to win. I wish Washington never got rid of Sam Howell. I thought he was pretty dang good for them. I mean, really.
He was good for like half the season, and then he kind of fell off.
Well, they don't have anybody on the Washington Commanders team.
The Commanders.
Whoops.
Well, I mean, they got some decent weapons. They got Terry McLaurin.
He's still a dog.
I guess that's it. Terry McLaurin.
Yeah, and then they got rid of Chase Young years ago.
That other receiver, Jahan Dotson, he could be pretty good yet. And they did. Actually, Austin Eckler went to the Commanders.
Yeah.
The Chargers.
Have you seen the Texans' new uniforms that got leaked?
Uh-uh.
They look all right. I mean, the numbers, they don't look great. But
I'll have to check them out sometime.
Yeah, I'll have to show you one off of this, but it looks all right. And then what else? What are some sports that you would want to get into when we talk about podcasts and stuff?
I'll be honest, football is kind of that main sport I definitely follow.
I know.
NFL and college football. I follow a little college basketball. March Madness going on right now. I know I've got a couple brackets I filled out. I filled one out with my dad, and I filled one out for work. And
mine's busted.
Yeah, they're both already busted. Yeah. You know, I think on I'm one of them. I had Nebraska going all the way just because why not, you know?
That's a throwaway one, right? Yeah.
Well, yeah, they lost to Texas A&M in the first round.
I call that Japanese player, I can't really pronounce his name. I call him Kelsey.
Kasei Tominaga.
I call him, he's a Japanese Steph Curry. He's really damn good.
Who else said that? I heard someone else say that before too. Can't remember. But I think I had Iowa State going all the way in one of the other ones, and they're looking pretty good.
Yeah, I think the Cyclones in men's and women's basketball team are going to do pretty good.
Yeah. Now,
the one girl, I can't remember her name, but she scored 40 points.
Yeah,
I saw that. In a tournament, the last person to do whatever she did was Bill Walton. Bill Walton's a legend at UCLA.
Yeah, yeah, I saw this thing. It was like there was a girl for an Iowa basketball team that scored 40 points, and it wasn't Caitlin Clark.
To be honest, I thought our buddy Robbie would have been all on that and telling us everything, but I had to tag him or something this morning. I'm like, this is what I'm, yeah, there we go.
Yeah. He's pretty excited about all that. I follow college basketball a little bit. I really don't get into NBA so much.
I do.
But, you know, some other sports, I mean, you know, Even getting into a little bit like strength sports that I'm into, like powerlifting or even bodybuilding to an extent, and like some of the competitions I do other national level competitions or world level competitions that are going on. It's just an interesting sport that I think is slowly starting to get more exposure and popularity.
I think
They're starting to have it in at colleges now and stuff. Like you can get scholarships for powerlifting. It's slowly becoming a thing, and I kind of wish it was back when I was in high school.
I do too. Well, actually, a little fun fact: back in when I was in high school, I know you're a little bit older than I am, but we tried to get the lifting coach, Widener, to really get us a powerlifting team, but the athletic director at the time said no, and it's because Pierce has one, so why can't we have one? And they're pretty dang good at Pierce.
Lutheran High has one too.
I didn't even know that one.
Yeah. So, but yeah, so just, you know, maybe trying to bring a little more exposure to that sport. Cause it, like I said, it's slowly starting to become more popular, but, you know, doing whatever we can to bring it more exposure. What are some that you would want to
probably basketball, NBA, basketball. I mean, I know you're not really into it, but I know I'm going to get like, oh, well, this is vague and everything, but WWE, like just wrestling all around, it doesn't have to be just WWE.
Right.
So like the indies and the other promotions and all that other stuff. So, you know, like there's obviously competition.
Yeah, for sure.
I will always talk about wrestling. I could talk about it for days.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Yeah, you're a big WWE fan. I know. I think it's fake, but
I know. I don't to be fair, I don't watch it just for the moves. I mean, some of them are crazy,
there's storylines they got to follow. It's characters. It's entertainment.
Yes.
But it's still down to its core. Wrestling is obviously a sport.
Yes.
WWE is kind of combining it with that entertainment aspect. I'll be honest, storylines.
I kind of want to get more into college wrestling. I think it's really
cool. Yeah. I think that's another sport that's starting to gain more popularity. And the Nebraska wrestling team was pretty good. Has been pretty good lately. They've had some good wrestlers come out of there, as well as Iowa even.
Oh yeah, Iowa's been kind of known for that. Even Nebraska. I mean, Nebraska's always been good.
Yeah. You ever thought about, like, back when you were in high school, did you ever think about doing wrestling? Did you ever do wrestling?
Well, funny story about that. Actually, freshman year, I told Gray, like, oh yeah, I'll come do this and this. And he's like, oh, joking me, oh, you know, Christian Hernandez, you gotta beat him to be his spot in varsity. I'm like, oh shit.
Yeah.
I ain't doing that.
Yeah.
And what's funny, the first practice I ever did, we had to run from the high school down by my parents' house, up to the middle school, and then back past the Y, back to the high school. I'm like, yeah, after this, I'm done. Nope.
I knew a lot of people who just went out for that, like that first week of conditioning. I think they called it hell week or something.
Yes, they did.
Just to like help them get in shape, and then they would quit and they wouldn't actually like go out for the actual wrestling team.
I know I'm going to get flack for it, but I mean, I'm going to be honest. I tip my hat to them. I really do.
Oh yeah.
You know, like Dominic,
it's not easy.
Dominic, you remember Dominic, right?
Yeah.
I would feel bad for him every time we hung out back there. He would just not eat because he would have to keep that weight.
Yeah.
And that's insane to me, which I understand, yeah. You know,
that's a thing about that sport that I kind of, like I said, I have a ton of respect in the world for wrestlers because of what they have to do. I'm not a huge believer in starving yourself to make a weight class, you know, just to like starve and dehydrate yourself just to make a weight class, yeah. You know, especially when you're a skinny teenage boy with no body fat on you. So you're literally just burning muscle. And I'm just, I'm not about that. Even like current day competing in powerlifting, like I would never, at least currently, I would never try to cut weight for a competition because that's just, it's so hard to try to hit your strength peaks when in a calorie deficit.
I am a firm believer on it makes you better at a football position like lineman. And that's why I literally was going to go off for it. You know, one, it makes me look good with the great, or no, wow. It makes me look great for the coaches, obviously.
Right.
But it also made me feel like I could be better at this, even though, like, you know, you knew me in high school about my senior year too, and we would lift all the time, and then I moved, but
yep.
I was pretty good at lifting, and then I stopped.
Yeah, you were. No, and those wrestling skills translate very well over to football.
Like stance and everything, and positioning.
They were the wrestling coach really tried hard to get me to go up for wrestling too, and I never did.
Gray is a great guy. I like Gray.
He was a great coach for sure.
Just all around. I wish he was more of our lifting coordinator at the time at the high school, but
yeah.
Not gonna start anything, but just, you know what I mean?
Right.
I know you would agree with me.
Oh, totally. Totally for sure.
But another thing I really want to kind of get into is NASCAR a little bit, or just, you know, just, or if we find the craziest sport, like there's, I guess now there's people that play ice hockey with football.
I did see that.
I'm not kidding you. It's in Germany or Europe, you know.
Yeah.
Imagine getting dropped on a drop hip tackle out there.
I saw something about that on Instagram and it looked crazy. Another sport that's kind of reminiscent of that, but obviously has been around a lot longer, rugby.
Yes, yes.
That's something that I've kind of always wanted to try. I've watched it a few times in the past. I think it's fun to watch.
Well, Wayne State's pretty dang good at it, what I heard.
When I was in high school, I actually went and watched a rugby tournament there one time and kind of took a little bit of an interest in the sport. I thought about, you know, playing in college. I took a different route, but
I never went to college, so the only thing college-wise I did was go to drinking school, and that's it.
Yeah.
I've thought about going back, to be fair.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, it's never too late. But back on that ice hockey football, I saw some about that on Instagram. That looks insane.
Like, yeah.
It's just literally.
It would hurt. I think that would hurt more than what, you know.
Your balance has to be insanely good, your core strength for that.
I don't got that. No, no way. Let alone, I mean, we went to the arena football game last weekend and they're technically playing in an ice hockey, you know, size.
Yeah.
Field.
They play hockey in that stadium.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah, they do. Yeah.
I can't remember what their team name is. Storm or something or no. Yeah. I don't know.
Omaha Beef's a pretty good, arena football.
They've
team.
Been around for years. And
I had no idea. I had no idea going into there that Tommy Armstrong was their quarterback.
Really? He brought the championship to him last year. Yeah. I didn't even knew that.
Yeah, I didn't. I have no idea. I didn't follow him at all. But I knew about the Omaha Beef for a long time. I know Amon Green for them played for them for like one year.
Yeah, Matt LaFleur. Yeah,
Matt LaFleur played quarterback for them. Yeah,
that I didn't know.
I saw something about that. Yeah,
even the Sioux City Bandits. You know, they're not bad. They're historically good too.
Yeah, you know, yeah, they're a good team. Arena football, it's interesting. It's fun to watch.
Yeah, we should go up to a Sioux Falls Storm game one time. They're really good up there.
They're arena football team.
If they were to play the Beef, it'd be probably a really close game.
Mm-hmm.
I've been one game and it's really good. I mean, even though it's arena football, but it's something to do.
Yeah, for sure. So what are some other sports that you'd want to get into or watch or what are some sports you don't like watching?
Baseball. I know I'm going to get hate for that, but I try. I'm going to be honest, guys. I try. I try, 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 try.
I'll be honest with you too. I'm not. So like going to baseball games is a lot more fun than just like watching a game on TV.
Yeah, that's what some people say about hockey. You know, back to the hockey thing. Some people are like, "Oh, I'd really not watch this on TV, but really good again." I'm like, then why are you a fan of it? And, you know, like football. Like you know what I'm talking about. Everyone's like, "Oh, I don't like watching it. I'd rather go play it."
No, I understand that.
Which that's fair.
Hockey's fun to watch though. Like, you know, I feel like when they get in fights and stuff, it feels like it's part of the game.
Part of the game plan. You know? Today is watered. It's watered down to what it was 10 years ago because obviously the concussion protocol
right.
and everything.
That's right. No, I'm kind of the same about baseball. It's like, what would I rather do? Watch a game of baseball on TV or watch paint dry?
To be fair though, I would rather watch Husker baseball out of pro. I don't know. It's just how it is. Like with other like college and pro sports.
What about soccer?
I can get down with it. Yeah.
Yeah. I like playing FIFA.
Yeah, I got FIFA too, but I don't really play it a lot anymore.
I don't even have it. I've played it once in a while with some friends. I think I've played you in a few times, but
I just like when they go goal.
Soccer's fun to play too, though. It's great cardio.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, obviously for me, let's just say I got $150 on me, a little bit more than that, but I mean,
yeah, no, it's a sport I'd like to maybe get into a little bit more.
I do like to annoy diehard soccer fans. I call it football. Or no, I call it soccer, and they're like, "No, it's football." It's like, "No, it's soccer." Football.
Yeah,
football is tackle. Right. They're like, "No, it's not." what other sports that you want to talk about or not or dislike?
We kind of touched on, you know, we touched on baseball. You know, I'll be honest with you, like I know it's very similar to baseball, but softball.
Oh my gosh!
I've been asked a few times to play on some like co-ed or like rec softball teams, and it's not really my jam. I've done a couple practices, but you know, it's not my thing.
Well, last night when I was telling you before we started recording, I was at the bar.
Right.
And, Maya's asked me before too, cause her coworker does, baseball mm-hmm. or not baseball, softball. And she asked me if I wanted to play. I'm like, no. I'm not what I was once in high school. I put on some weight back then. Okay.
Yeah. No. Yeah. It's
boring.
Not for everyone.
It's just boring. I'm sorry. Softball is boring. It's very, I guess, like around here where we're at, it's very high praise, I guess I would call it. It's like, say, Texas with football sometimes.
I don't want to put it on that level.
No. I don't know. When people talk about softball,
they take their football really seriously in Texas. High school football is like, they do like fantasy football for high school football in Texas.
It's like Jesus down there.
It's like its own religion.
I would like to go to a Texas football high school game at like Allen, Texas, with their big old stadium, the Eagles.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go back to the college football too. Let's talk a little bit about the college football world.
How about them Huskers?
Trader Trev. I hope you listen to this one day. You're a traitor. Thank you. That's all I got to say about that.
That just came out of nowhere.
He was a snake.
It was just like, whoa, all of a sudden.
But I get
Trev Alwards is gone. And then we're playing Texas A&M in the first round of
both of the
tournament, both men and women. Yeah. Like, go figure.
I think there's more going on. I think it's Board of Regents and something with the stadium renovation that they want to do and something about money.
Yeah, there's definitely something fishy going on behind closed doors that they're not telling some people.
What do you think about the new hire?
I don't know much about him. Seems like a good guy. I mean, I haven't done a whole lot of research into it.
I think he's going to be all right. I think from what like a lot of people are saying that he's going to get stuff done, and I agree.
How do you feel about the upcoming football season, the team and everything, Matt Rhule?
Excited. I'm totally excited.
Yeah,
I would like to go to some games with you and Maya this year. So
I'm excited too. You know, I thought last year was really good. I was still really, really disappointed we couldn't win at least one game out of those final four to make a bowl game.
Yeah. But
five wins, that compared to what Scott Frost did, that's a step in the right direction.
Yeah. And like I was texting you during those times, I was like, you know, this team it's different, but I mean, we might be doing things wrong, but we're different. Like even the first game when we played Minnesota.
Yeah.
We went out there, balls to the wall, lights out versus, I guess I would say, a pussyfoot team for the Scott Frost's all, 4 years? Was it 4 years?
2018. He got fired like halfway through 2022, I think.
So yeah, it'd be like four years at least, almost five.
Three and a half.
Yeah.
I like Matt Rhule. He's passionate. That's what I like best about him. He's passionate. He cares. He looks like he cares. He's passionate on the sidelines. He's fiery. Whereas 99% of the time, Scott Frost looked like he just was stoic. Didn't really give a shit.
Yeah, I think he had a lot of behind the scenes bull crap going on. Really.
Yeah. But. No, I like the direction. I think we have the right coach in place. I like that we were able to recruit Raiola and get him to flip.
Oh, that was big. Yeah. But I've been told he's kind of a drama queen, but I mean, that's me.
I mean, this day and age,
would be surprised.
This day and age, all-star quarterbacks are drama queens. Oh, yeah. So,
I mean, look at Caleb Williams. He's like, oh, I'm not going to play for the Bears.
Right. We just talked about Caleb Williams and even other, like, star quarterbacks, like, in college or in the NFL, even at the high school level. Like, they just think they're, you know, that's just how they are,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But I think he's, you know, the thing is you need a star quarterback to really compete in football these days. And I think he can be that guy. We just need to keep building. I think it still comes down to running the ball and playing good defense.
Yeah. Well, speaking of college football and drama queens, do you think that the NIL is working out to be beneficial or non-beneficial?
50-50. I mean,
I would agree.
I feel like these players, they deserve something, but some of them almost feel like, I feel like old school work ethics are getting thrown out because,
yes.
Okay, I'm not the automatic starter. So I'm going to get, I'm going to leave, you know?
Yes.
Like what Luke McCaffrey did at Nebraska, like we didn't hand him the reins to be the starting quarterback. So he left.
And then he went to another school and then left that school, if I remember.
And then switched to wide receiver where he could have done that at Nebraska. Whenever we put him out of position, I thought he was great.
I thought that was kind of ass backwards, to be honest. Like, whoa, hold on here. Why did you leave and not do it here?
And you ended up at Rice playing wide receiver when you could have done that at Nebraska.
But however, though, I feel like if we go back to the not switching positions at Nebraska, maybe there was something going on. We don't know.
Maybe.
Because there was when Frost got fired. There was allegations kind of brought up, but they just never dug into it. But my opinion is I think money has ruined college football a little bit. And I say that because
it's lost some of its tradition.
If you got these kids that are getting like over $1 million to play at a school, why do they have a scholarship still? We got these kids, you know, say like, oh, there's this farm boy. From little old Kansas or Nebraska, whatever.
Yeah.
He works his ass off. He's a starting quarterback, player, whatever.
Right.
He gets a walk-on deal, and he goes there, doesn't get a scholarship, but yet here you have someone like, oh, hey, I'm Caleb Williams. I'm going to cry and cry and cry because I don't get my way or whatever, whoever. And I'm making $1 million, but yet I'm not even in the pros, but I still got a scholarship. I think that's an FU to these kids that go play walk-on.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why a lot of kids now are starting to quit playing college football.
Yeah, it's taken away some of those old school morals.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
And even like I said, like, you know, with Luke McCaffrey, I mean, he very easily could have stayed and just worked harder at a different position and had a great career.
Didn't he go somewhere else before Nebraska, though?
Yeah, Louisville, I think it was.
Was it?
And he tried to compete. No, he went in there, wasn't handed the starting quarterback position right away.
And then left, yeah.
And then left.
Yeah.
Like, they told him he had to compete, and so he left. Great athlete, but I just didn't think he didn't have the necessarily like the throwing ability to be a star QB, but he had the athleticism to play literally anywhere else.
I think they should get rid of certain rules about the transfer portal. Like, I think if you're going to go to school, you have to go there for at least 2 years.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like what people do now, and they just graduate transfer. They graduate that school and they go to a different school. But sometimes that's also another FU. Like, say, like, we had the star quarterback and he just left and
yeah,
no remorse.
What do you think about the total, like, QB quarterback situation going on at Nebraska right now? Like, not even just with Raiola, but like Harburg.
He's going to be a good backup. I think he's going to learn behind Raiola, but if Raiola shits the bed, then we have Harburg at least.
I think Harburg. I think it's kind of similar to a Luke McCaffrey situation where Harburg could be like a tight end or something. He's got the
he's got the
athleticism and he's got the build, the size, the athleticism. You watch him run the ball from the quarterback position. He runs the ball with physicality and he tries to run people over. He could be like a tight end if he maybe packed on a little more beef. But you know, I got that impression last year is just like he was struggling to complete some of the easiest passes. Like I felt like. It's easy to say watching. I feel like I can complete that pass.
He can throw. I mean, I'm going to be honest. He can really throw.
He can throw. He didn't have the accuracy.
Yes.
And I liked Chuba Purdy, but it just didn't work out.
I thought he was all right. I thought he was kind of shit, to be honest. I
feel like we never put him in a good situation, though, to succeed.
That I do agree. Yes.
He's more athletic than his older brother, Brock, even.
Yes. Well, speaking of, like, we got receivers. I don't remember who receivers are.
Who's our number one receiver last year?
It wasn't Washington.
Wasn't Marcus Washington. I know Trey Palmer a couple of years ago.
I think he was a new kid.
We've had kind of some obscure receivers. Like, we haven't had a lot of consistency at that position. Like, we've had talent, but we haven't had, like...
Oh, it was Isaiah Garcia. I can't remember his name. And Alex Bullock.
Okay.
Yeah. They were dogs. I think didn't Isaiah go? Is he going pro, or is he still not ready for it yet?
I'm not sure. I'm not totally sure what year he was in.
I hope our defense still continues what they were doing before.
Defense was solid last year.
We're losing a few players, though. That's the only thing that sucks.
Yeah, they were they were the reason we won
most of our games.
As much games as we did.
Yes.
Our offense is where we need the most help.
And then you got Gabe Irvin.
Gabe Irvin was good. I honestly like, who's that other running back? Grant. I like Anthony Grant better.
But I don't think he's playing this year.
He was a workhorse the year before. He had 1,000 rushing yards.
The only thing is, if he can hold on to the ball a little bit more, he would have been a great asset.
You can coach those things, too.
Yeah, I know.
And I think Grant did so good that the year before, I just was like, why is he barely getting the ball now? Like, he barely had any carries last year.
Right.
And they're giving it to these other guys who I've never heard of before.
So let's kind of switch this up here. We don't have to keep talking about Nebraska, you know what?
Right.
How do you feel about Alabama this year? Do you think they're going to do all right, or do you think they're going to struggle with a new coach?
I think they still have enough talent on the team to do.
However, though, I mean, they did lose a lot of transfers.
True.
Yes.
I think Nick Saban kind of talked about why he left.
Did he?
And it's kind of because of the NIL stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And the transfer portal, you know, like. If you're getting on a player because he's not performing well enough, or if you're not, you know, you're making them compete, or you're yelling at them,
or their feelings are hurt,
yeah, then they're just gonna leave. He wants his players to, you know, actually be committed to Alabama and not just like the money.
That, or just coming to win a championship and then have that. I guess. Mm-hmm. I have a feeling his first few years before the NIL was a really a big thing. Because let's be honest, they were paying behind closed doors already.
Oh yeah.
I mean, we're not gonna make that a secret. I mean,
just here. like at Johnny Manziel. Look, read Johnny Manziel's.
Watch his story. Yeah, he got paid over what, a mil?
He was getting paid under the table his whole career.
Yeah.
At Texas A&M.
Yeah, and speaking of him,
and that is his story alone is crazy, man.
Speaking of him, I think if he would have kept out of the partying and the fame getting to his head, I think he could have made it in the NFL.
You know, if he would have gotten drafted anywhere besides the Browns, he would have had a better shot.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah.
Because the Browns were just kind of a shithole back then.
They're just a shithole organization in general, Sam.
I mean, they're on the up and come, though. I mean, they made the playoffs last year.
No, I get that, but I'm saying, like, upper management. It's
true.
It's just a shithole.
I mean, when he was on Shannon Sharpe's
podcast,
which one is it? Can't remember. He's got a couple of them, but he was on. Club Shay Shay.
Yeah, that's what it's called. Yeah, Club Shay Shay, yep.
And he talked about when he went to the Browns, he didn't have a great, like, QB room. It was kind of toxic. And it was Brian Hoyer was the starter that year.
Yeah, Brian Hoyer was all right, though.
Brian Hoyer was okay, but he wasn't. You want a guy like Johnny Manziel to have a good veteran mentor.
Yeah. And
Brian Hoyer was not that guy for him.
No.
The next year, they brought in Josh McCown, and he said he was a lot better. He was a lot more supportive. But even then, like, it was just too late. You know, the coaches didn't believe in him and stuff like that. And it would have been cool to see what his career could have turned out to be because he's a great talent. But, he got caught up in all the other stuff.
Yeah. Did you know that the new coach for Alabama, he's originally coached the University of Sioux Falls at one point?
Really?
Yeah, he won national championships up there, too.
Well, they probably have a good coach. I mean, he's probably going to be pretty good for them then. I mean, he knows how to win.
Yeah, yeah. I do think so, too. I'm trying to think what else here. College football-wise, you know, I think – who do you think is going to be, like, top five instantly when they bring out the polls?
Alabama?
No, I'm saying, like, in general. Instead of top five, top 10.
Top 10?
I think number one will be Georgia.
Yeah, that's a pretty safe bet. I think Alabama has to be in there somewhere. Michigan.
Overrated. Very overrated.
Overrated, you think?
Hot take, overrated. Very.
Defending national champions.
Yes, and I'm not saying that because they're national champions. I'm just saying that they just their fans, they're just like Texas fans here. Annoying.
Right.
Overrated team.
I think they'll be top five for sure.
But how would the new coach would do, though? Like, that's my ultimate
question. That's true. I mean, you lose a coach like Jim Harbaugh, you can't just replace Jim Harbaugh.
They got the crying coach.
Who's their coach now?
I don't remember his name, but I remember when they had him as intern when Harbaugh got suspended for all that crap that he did.
Oh, yeah, he did cry. And
oh my gosh, that was funny. I mean, hey, it's not fun at the same time because, yeah, good job.
It's an emotional moment for sure.
Yeah.
They'll still have like talented players. A lot of these teams that lose their coach, I think you have a certain level of talent, you know, on your team with the athletes, you're still going to be a pretty good team.
Yeah.
But ultimately, it does come down to coaching, you know, because even Nebraska, we've had tons of talented players on our teams, but because of poor leadership and poor coaching, we've had bad seasons. So that could be a big difference. Who knows?
Well, I guess I will reframe a little bit on the Michigan part. I just said, I think they're a decent team. I don't know how well they're going to transition this year. I just think overall fan base and how much they're talked about is just overrated. Anyway, go ahead and name your other ones here, your other teams.
Say Georgia, Michigan, Alabama.
Texas,
TCU, Oklahoma.
Really? Oklahoma? You think they're going to be all right? Are you just saying that as like a preseason top?
That's like a preseason top 10. I mean, Oklahoma's always... they're always pretty good, you know. Like they're always like one of the best teams in the nation.
But they're another team that are losing a lot of transfers because I think they're the coach. Yeah,
that's true. Seems like they always find a way to have like a decent winning season and make it to like a decent bowl game or even make it to the playoff.
somehow.
And they're expanding the playoff this year, correct? Or is that?
I think so, yes. Yeah. I think to 16 teams or 18. Correct me if I'm wrong, but. Then Oklahoma, who else?
I think Ohio State.
Yeah, I think Ohio so too. State. Yeah.
I can't keep them out of it.
Nope.
They're honestly, I'd probably have them a little higher than Oklahoma and even,
I do think if Ryan Day doesn't get the job done this year, I think the Regents will fire him.
Yeah.
Even though I think he's a great coach, mind you, I really do.
Who else?
There's actually going to be a 12 playoff team. It's going to be set to the end this year.
I could see Oklahoma making a 12 playoff team.
You really could?
12 team playoff, yeah.
I could see it.
Clemson? How'd they do last year?
Not hot.
Not great.
Not hot.
LSU?
Yeah. Honestly, yeah.
LSU?
Yeah. Jaden Daniels, well, he's leaving now.
He's leaving. Yeah. Could see him definitely being the second quarterback taken in the draft after Caleb Williams. Some people have him as the first.
I think he's better than Caleb Williams. I think the Pats will take him.
You think the Pats will take Jaden Daniels?
Yeah.
They have Jacoby Brissett as like their veteran.
Another quarterback that could have really worked out.
He started his career out in New England, actually.
Yes, he did.
Behind Brady and Garoppolo.
And Hoyer, I think, at one point, too, because Hoyer came back.
Yeah.
Anyway. So you named 9 or 10?
I'm trying to think now. I had Georgia.
It was Georgia, Michigan,
Alabama.
Yep.
Ohio State, Oklahoma. LSU.
Clemson.
I had Clemson.
Yep.
So that's 7. Who else?
Was there any other underrated teams that were last year?
I feel like I'm going to get a lot of flack from this from Nebraska fans, actually, but I feel like Iowa always has a pretty like scrappy team, honestly, the Hawkeyes.
I think
Oregon. Oregon. I got to put Oregon in there.
Oregon was great, yes.
Not only because they are really good, but
Florida State too. Can't forget about Florida State. They should have been in the playoffs last year. I'm not gonna lie. They should have got it.
Yeah. Yeah, Florida State should have definitely been.
I think out of the top 25 though, I think Kansas and Iowa will make it.
Yeah.
My top 10, I think number 1 will be Georgia. Obviously Michigan number 2. I think Washington's gonna be in 5.
I'd probably have Oregon, Florida State, and Texas round out my top 10.
Yeah, I think mine would be Georgia, number 1, number 2, Michigan, 3. I think Washington, since they made it to the finals last year.
Yeah.
And then Texas and Oregon.
Yeah. I don't know how I forgot about Oregon. Not only, like I said, not only because they're usually really good at football, but after our trip we had to Oregon last November for World's Powerlifting, Oregon had kind of has a soft spot in my heart now, just because of how beautiful, like it was just beautiful there. If you've never been to Oregon and like outside, like in the mountains and the forest, it's beautiful. I highly recommend it.
We are planning on going back, right?
I definitely want to go back sometime.
It won't matter if it's powerlifting or not. I mean, we'll go back.
Oh yeah, no, for sure.
I think Maya was jealous that she didn't go. Sorry, you missed out.
You got to be quicker than that.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think college football will be pretty interesting this year.
It's always pretty exciting.
Yeah. I like the, well, speaking of college football too, you know, like, I like, what I like about it versus the pros, there's more tradition, even though the pros, it's pro.
Right.
But these teams still have tradition.
Yeah, they have tradition. I do say there's some more nostalgic tradition with college football, but I do like the NFL better just in the fact, like when it comes to deciding like playoff, you know, rankings and stuff like that, it's a lot more straightforward.
Yeah. Yeah. You think so too? I mean, you know, like only thing I don't like about college football now is the realignment.
Yeah.
Conference realignment is ruining.
It's crazy. There's been a lot of changes
again. About money, and it's ridiculous.
Usually it always is.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, the Big 12, I just told somebody this the other day. I'm like, holy cow, Big 12 was about to die, and then now they're the top conference.
Yeah.
Did you see Clemson suing the ACC?
No.
Yeah, they're suing. They want out. And I think some other teams are exploring the same thing.
Wow. It's going to be crazy to see USC and UCLA in the Big Ten.
Yeah. Play them already.
Well, yeah. And who else? Wasn't one other team or two other teams?
It was Oregon.
Was it Oregon? Yeah, I thought Oregon was one of them.
Oregon again. Yeah.
Washington? Was it?
Yeah, I think so. No, I don't know. Yeah, see, it's also, I thought so. Florida State also is going to join in that suit because they tried to leave last year, and I think ACC had a problem with it or something.
Yeah. Crazy.
You think if Clemson doesn't do good this year, you think they're going to fire? What's his Dabo?
If Florida State?
No, Clemson. I said Clemson.
Oh, Clemson. That's tough telling, man. I mean, you never know. Like, I probably if they don't do well, they probably will, just because that loyalty,
yes,
is kind of dying down. Like even like the Patriots firing Belichick at the end of this year.
Just think, you know what could have started that? When Nebraska fired Pelini. Loyalty right there. I mean, that was a straight FU at the middle, really, to be honest with you.
I'll die on that hill. I don't think we should have ever.
I don't either.
We should have ever fired Pelini.
I mean, granted, you know.
Granted, it was 10 years ago now.
Right, like, but, I mean, you look at it. If we would have kept him until now, we'd probably be in the situations that we've been in.
Yeah.
He probably could have fizzled out at one point, yes. And then, you know, maybe we'll hate him, but, you know, he won't get as much hate as much as Bill Callahan did. And that was just the dumbest hire we ever had. But even though Bill Callahan.
Mike Riley was pretty terrible.
I like how you said that. It was pretty deep, too. It was funny.
Mike Riley did it. Mike Riley.
But no, Bill Callahan was probably the worst. I wish we never really got rid of Frank Solich. He was a really good one.
Yeah. Bo Pelini's knock was he couldn't win the big games, but the thing is he was consistent. His teams always had a solid running game and a solid defense.
Yeah.
And those are like, yeah, you can win games with that formula.
Even when his brother was here, he was, you know, great. Yeah. See, okay. Out of that list, I probably would name Frank Skolich was great. Tom Osborne, Callahan. Really? So actually, you know what? I'm going to reframe what I said about Callahan. I didn't know he had that kind of record, a 58-19 record.
Yeah, I had no idea.
Wow. And we were pretty big Nebraska fans. We didn't know.
Well, oh, to be fair, when Bill Callahan started out as our coach, that's honestly before I was still like just a youngin. I was not into football at all at that age.
Yeah.
When I finally started getting into football is when Callahan started dying down.
Oh, when we played them in that Kansas game, that was ridiculous. When Kansas was all suddenly good.
Yeah.
And they had, what was that quarterback's name? I don't remember, but he was a damn good quarterback.
For?
Kansas, when they had the big fat coach.
That's right.
Charlie Weiss.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, they had a good, just solid offense.
What year was that?
I think it was
That guy was Kansas coach for a long time.
And they fired him for bullcrap, I remember too. I think it was 05. Correct me if I'm wrong. I don't remember. But I do know they played Orange Bowl.
Yeah.
Kansas, I mean, that's another team that's going to be good this year with Lance Leopold as a coach. He is a great coach. Have you seen what they're doing in their stadium?
Kansas?
Yeah, they pretty much tore the whole David Booth Memorial Stadium down. Wow. They're trying to make it more of a pro stadium. So what they're doing one half of the stadium, and the next year they can do the other half. But they're going to be playing at, like, Arrowhead and a soccer stadium in Kansas City. Oh, yeah, see Charlie Weiss.
Weiss.
Wheat, white, I don't know. Oh, man, I'm trying to think of some other teams are going to be good. Tulane's going to probably be good.
The Green Wave.
Willie Fritz was a great coach for them.
Remember when Tanner Lee transferred to us from Tulane?
I wish that would have worked out better. He was really good at Tulane.
Yeah.
I just didn't think he fit Mike Riley.
No.
No, no. Remember we had that dynasty and I picked him up?
Yeah, yeah, we did. We did that franchise on Madden. Yep.
And then when I did quote unquote steroids and I raised the
You just brains. Boost all their stats so everyone was a 99.
And I'll put a quarterback at like linebacker or some crap.
Yeah. Just
mess with you.
Yeah.
Oh man.
What else we got?
I don't know. Well, we covered a lot of what we want to talk about. We talked about, I guess, we've got any goals.
Obviously it's our first episode. We're still kind of testing the waters, getting used to this. This is our first time doing this.
I think I'm ready for it.
Talking about a lot of sports related things, because that's again kind of be our niche.
Yeah,
but we'll definitely touch base on other things.
Yeah, if I find something like I really want to talk about, I'm gonna talk about it. You know,
yeah,
or for sure. We want to talk about it.
Yeah.
You got any goals or anything? Or
I would definitely. I mean, we've kind of talked about this before. I'd like to definitely do an episode or two or however many down the road. You know, highlighting certain things revolving fitness, weightlifting, powerlifting, things like that.
Yeah,
having guests on that. You know, that people I know or people I work with that would be interested in that as well. And I know you can, you've told me some of the stuff you'd like to do with the podcast as well.
Yeah, with the wrestling and
video games.
Just anything, really.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to be honest, if I find the cringiest thing, I hope to share it someday.
You're pretty good at that. You're pretty good at finding cringy stuff.
Yes. I mean, would mostly be sports, but then we'll have that one off topic and be like,
oh, yeah.
Here's this guy making these weird ass nachos.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're kind of learning as we go right now, and so just kind of bear with us with some of the miscues or whatever.
Yes.
We're gonna keep working at getting better, but this is the first episode, and I feel like it went pretty well.
What do you think, fantastic?
Kale? Yeah. So
it went better than I hoped, honestly.
Yeah. So anything else we want to add?
Oh, actually I want to thank Zach for letting us do this. I really do.
For sure. We want to thank our buddy Zach for letting us use his studio to record and bring us on.
I ain't gonna lie, Zach. I'm still kind of surprised that you let us do that. I'm not gonna lie. And I appreciate it.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know. I think negative sometimes. Okay.
You're good. You're good. You guys are doing a good job.
Thank you. You want to wrap it up, Sam?
Yeah. Yes. That's pretty much going to wrap up our first episode. We hope you guys keep tuning in and have a great rest of your day.
Yeah. Thank you for listening to the TNT Boys podcast. Thank you.
Peace out.